Hey, picklers. Welcome back to Behind National Pickleball League. This is Sophia Cook.
And this is Ethan Sullivan. In the world of sports, it's not often that mature athletes get the spotlight they deserve. The National Pickleball League is the first and only professional pickleball league for champions pros aged 50 plus and has wrapped up a historic inaugural season. Indy Drivers captured the league's inaugural NPL championship last weekend in dramatic fashion as they reeled off 7 of 8 matches to defeat regular season winner Austin Ignite and victoriously lift the NPL Championship Cup at Chicken and Pickle in Glendale, Arizona, during championship weekend from October 13th through 15th.
The Drivers' mixed doubles team of Kim Jogd and Tau Thung Von provided the nail-biting clinching finish after being down 2-7 in the third set and coming back to win the match and win the team championship for Indy.
Jagd, a former UCLA national champion in volleyball, said, "I just knew our win was going to be huge, and there were 2 other matches going on. But when the whole team poured onto the court, I knew it was over, and we had clinched the title."
Added Thung Von, "I put 100% trust into my partner until the final point. It was a thrilling win."
Championship weekend in Arizona saw all 6 NPL teams converge on Glendale, with top-seeded Austin and No. 2 Oklahoma City Punishers earning byes into the semifinals. No. 3 Indy advanced to the finals with an opening win over the Boca Raton Picklers and an upset against OKC. The Boca Raton Picklers, seeded 6th, also left their mark on the league's debut season by winning the bronze medal. They triumphed in a closely contested match against the Denver Iconics 9-7 and Naples JBB United 9-8, ultimately sealing their victory with a thrilling NPL team breaker that concluded 15-8.
NPL Pickleball is the first and only nationwide league for Champions Division, age 50-plus professional pickleball players featuring top pro players from around the nation. A total of $100,000 in prize money was handed out to the players during the 3-day extravaganza.
The championship weekend was an amazing and thrilling experience for all that were fortunate enough to witness it, said Michael Hammer Mike Chen, former corporate CEO and co-founder of NPL. The championship match between the No. 1 Austin Ignite and the No. 3 Indy Drivers was a battle for the ages. I can't wait to see what 2024 will bring, as the future is bright for NPL and all the champions pros.
Former ATP tennis professional Rick Witskin, one of the league's co-founders, said the victory was extra sweet, as he is an Indianapolis native who convinced one of his students, Phil Cohn, to buy a franchise, and selected Witskin No. 1 overall in the first NPL draft in April.
"I was certain after the draft that we had the deepest team in the league," said Witskin, who was one of the weekend's standout players along with Natalie Bagby. One word to describe the Indy Drivers is resilient. "We were down 3-6 in match wins, trying to get to 9 first, and somehow we were able to win the next 7 matches. You could feel the momentum turn on a dime."
That wraps up the season and today's episode. The NPL's resounding success in its inaugural season has set the stage for expansion in 2024, with plans to increase the number of teams to 10 or more. The league will also take its thrilling matches to new cities, further spreading the excitement of pickleball across the nation. Make sure to follow. Stay tuned for more NPL.